On the 7th of October 2008, Britain almost went bust.
We were on the very brink of Armageddon.
The stakes were incredibly high.
The giant Royal Bank of Scotland, known as RBS, ran out of cash.
They couldn't get to the end of the day. The bank was finished.
And the government had just 24 hours to save the British economy.
We only had one shot here. If it didn't work, there was nothing else we could have done.
This is the story of how a small Scottish bank became the biggest in the world.
RBS had assets of in excess of £2.2 trillion.
And the relentless ambition of its boss, Fred Goodwin, who drove it to the top.
Fred was known as Fred the Shred. He was quite ruthless in the way that he got rid of his people.
For 8 years, it was a non-stop ride of multi-billion pound acquisitions, fast cars, and private jets. Then the bank went from boom to bust and threatened to take Britain down with it.
The worst could have been no cash in ATMs and hospitals not being able to function. It was really the stuff of nightmares.
At 8 a.m. on Tuesday, the 7th of October 2008, the chief executive of the Royal Bank of Scotland left his suite at the Ritz Hotel and got into a dark blue chauffeur-driven Mercedes. Sir Fred Goodwin had selected the shade himself to exactly match RBS's corporate colours. He was on his way to speak at a meeting of international banking investors. A month earlier, the giant US investment bank Lehman Brothers had dramatically collapsed, and there were now real concerns about the stability of the global banking system.